An historic Dominion movie theater is getting a second act as an outdoor venue. The Royal Theater opened up in the early 1900s and closed in the late 80s. It featured all the blockbusters of the day and even had a visit from silent film icon Charlie Chaplin. The royal family in Dominion is paying tribute to the theater on their property, and they show movies like The Wizard of Oz and The Goonies under the night sky. Susie Royal talks about one of the original owners, Olive Liscombe McDonald.
Well, I think everybody loved the Royal Theater. I mean, whoever you talk to, they always bring it up, you know. And I know it's a shame that it was tore down and that, but that's what it was. But my husband said, well, I think we'll do the Royal Theater this year. And when we put it up, it's just that people come in and they start talking. Like, oh, I can remember being there, and Olive did this, and Olive did that. She was such a kind, kind woman. And she'd come down, and she'd have the flashlight, and don't roll any bottles down the aisle. You know? She was something else, I'm telling you.
Royal goes on to explain how one young person didn't have a quarter to get in to see a movie, but Liscombe McDonald wasn't having it.
She would be there every day, every night, when people would come in afternoon or at whatever, and kids would come, and there was one child that she was, they were telling us a story. She was sitting on the step, and it was 25 cents to get in. And she didn't have enough. So she was sitting on the step, and everybody in Olive seen her, and she said to her, are you coming in, dear? And she goes, no, I don't have enough. And she said, you come on with me. And she went in and took her in and put her in the seat, and she sat there. She said, don't you worry about it. So, yeah, she was really, really a nice person.
The Royal's property has relics from the original theater, and it was touching for one recent moviegoer.
Yes, definitely, yes. We had one woman here the other day, and my husband has some stuff from the Royal Theater, right? And she just couldn't believe it. And then she started crying. She said, oh, I'm so sorry. She said, it's just, it brings back so many memories. And she said, and good memories. She said, so I guess that's what's happening.
The movies will run while the weather cooperates, and information is available on the Dominion Development Society Facebook page. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.